Hello, Virgo, and welcome back to your Vision Quest audio reading. It is a day later, with an episode of Planet Waves FM in between, and a horoscope, and a trip to New Paltz. I went somewhere today. I feel like I've been sitting at my desk for about 90 days doing this project. A few astrology afterthoughts for you, then I'm going to tell you about that book, and then I'm going to tell you about those runes. Astrology afterthoughts. All right. I mentioned the kind of extension of Pisces into your sign by way of Jupiter and the extension of your sign into Pisces by way of Chiron. And this is a kind of an honorary mutual reception. I don't consider modern planets to rule signs per se, like Chiron doesn't really rule Virgo, but certainly exalted in Virgo. It has a resonance with Virgo, and so wherever Chiron goes, little piece of you goes, and currently it's going into your environment and your relationships. And this is why I'm talking about the ability you have to serve as a catalyst in your environment and to have more of an influence than you think, even if some people might be a little miffed or annoyed or whatever. You wake them up, you know, you're keeping them on their toes, making them pay attention, whatever that might be, but in a friendly way, of course. And then Jupiter, definitely ruler of Pisces, is in your sign. And here's one thought that's come to me, which is you need to be careful about not doing the work that other people are supposed to do, not doing their work for them. This can happen in an interpersonal relationship. It could happen easily in a work relationship, since work is so meaningful to you, and it could happen if you are in the role of a healer of some kind. An unusually high percentage of my readers and listeners are involved in the healing arts, which makes sense since I have a strong focus on Chiron, and therefore it's necessary to be mindful of taking on the burdens and the work of others. And the way this shows up is that, you know, Jupiter in your sign is resonating with everything going on in Pisces. And there's a lot going on with Pisces in Pisces, which means in your relationships and with people around you and in your environment. And there's a wide diversity of things. If we were to look at each of the planets in Pisces as representing some aspect or phase of the healing process, we get people who are healing abuse. We get people who may be healing alcohol and drug dependency in the form of Neptune. We may see unbalanced artists who are in your environment and, you know, all they can do is like smoke pot and write songs. There's plenty of people like that. And, you know, they might write fantastic songs. It might be a little bit difficult to get along with them otherwise, especially if there's commitments involved. With Boris Cici, there is the thing about people kind of healing potentially wacky religious values or dealing with issues of belief and with faith and grappling with where they should invest their faith, whether they should invest it in seemingly otherworldly spiritual systems or seemingly worldly belief systems like science. And then, of course, there is Chiron, which describes a couple of things. One is you in your environment in the role of someone who is the bringer of consciousness. And it's crucial to not bring too much consciousness. You want to measure the amount of consciousness you bring. If you have access to the Aquarius reading, which I would highly recommend, there being some marvelous parallels between Virgo and Aquarius, mainly in the form of serving as central processing centers of the zodiac. The piece for Aquarius is called In the Land of the Blind, and it's a reference to an Orson Welles story, excuse me, H.G. Wells, his uncle, story called The Country of the Blind, wherein a sighted person winds up in a valley full of blind people and is quickly regarded as someone who is insane. And all he's doing is pointing out the obvious. And there can be some of that phenomenon with Chiron projected into your, seventh house. and especially in Pisces, where things might not be what they seem. And so particularly with a collection of planets like this, really quite a motley crew of planets, and all of them interesting, all of them helpful, it's necessary to have reality checks. You have to know the bottom line of reality, and you need objective means of testing, whether that means going to a therapy session every month or maybe every week, or having people who are keenly good at seeing through bullshit. That would be good. And basically to serve as a kind of a check stop of your own consciousness, as a balance, as a way to make sure that you are seeing what is there to be seen. So you need a sighted person to do this. You couldn't talk to one of the proverbially blind people. An actually blind person may be the proverbially sighted person. In any event, there is considerable room for projection with this setup the way that it is. There is the ability for you to also to take on the burdens of others and, you know, be led to do their work for them. And I just suggest you be mindful of this. I can tell you, as an astrologer who works with clients, it's something I have to watch for all the time, particularly since people tend to show up for an astrology session or two or three actually needing to have started therapy 15 years ago. And so there can be quite a bit that they need to process, and they show up with all of it. As Fritz Perls said in one of his books, Fritz Perls being one of